Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to our Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you for one more opportunity to teach the Word of the Living God over these airways. Father, I praise you for what you do over these airways. I praise you and thank you for the people that are gaining revelation and knowledge and understanding of your Word. And they're learning how to be instruments of faith, men and women of faith, men and women that know how to get their prayers answered and see you do great and mighty things. Lord, reveal to us today the truth of the Word of the Living God so that we may truly become the bride of Christ, the bride that will walk across this earth in the name of our Savior Jesus and become known as the people that are holy before you and do great and mighty things for your kingdom. We thank you and praise you now in Jesus' name. In the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about fear. I've been talking about many things that allows fear to come in. And I have met many people in my life, and I've had many experiences with people that live constantly in fear. No Christian should live in fear. No person technically should live in fear, but there's a devil out there, and he's going to do everything he can to get you to live in fear. And if you don't know the things that I'm going to teach you today, it's unfortunate you're just going to have to live in fear, because there's going to be things that's going to happen, traumas in your life and all kinds of things, sickness, disease, death, all kinds of things that are going to open the door to allow that spirit of fear. Now remember, folks, this is a spirit. This is not just something. This is a personality, a thing that Jesus called the spirit of fear. It is a personality from hell that comes and attaches itself to you to cause you to live in this terrible condition of fear. Now, many people today live in the realm of fear. But you don't have to. You don't have to do a lot of things if you're a born-again Christian. But most born-again Christians that I've met really never studied their owner's manual, which we call the Word of the Living God, or the Bible, or the Sword of the Spirit. So they really don't know what it says. It never ceases to amaze me. Most people are just like I was most of my life. Most of my life, even though I was in church every Sunday, loved God, served as a Sunday school teacher, a deacon, and everything else, I couldn't quote hardly any of the Word of God to you. I didn't know where things were found. I just hadn't spent that kind of time with God. But in the last few years, I have. I have studied the Word of God in detail, and I've come to realize that's the only way you can get great faith is to hide God's Word in your heart, meditate on it day and night, and then you can do great and mighty things. Now then, the first thing that you must do to really be able to get rid of this spirit of fear, you must be sure that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, many people call this term being born again or saved. Being born again, being a possessor of eternal life. Now, God made this thing so simple for a person to become a born again Christian. Everybody should know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Now, I'm going to go over a few scriptures right quick to show you how simple God made it for you to become a born-again son of God. Now, right here in Romans chapter 10, now there's many other places in the Word of God that'll teach you how to become a born-again Christian, but there's not anything any clearer than what you will find here in Romans 10, starting out with verse 8. It says, but what does it say? The Word, or God's message in Christ, is near you. It is on your lips and in your heart. That is the Word, the message, the basis and object of faith which we preach. Because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, a man or a person believes and relies on Christ and so is justified or declared righteous or acceptable to God. And with your mouth he confesses, declares openly, and speaks out freely his faith and confirms his salvation. The scripture says, no man who believes in Christ, who adheres to, relies on, and trusts in him will ever be put to shame or be disappointed. It's amazing, isn't it, that there's no difference here between the Jew or the Greek. The Word of God says he's the same. Everyone, he pours his blessings out upon us, and he makes it so simple that a little 3 or 4 year old child can get a hold of this. God put these cookies right down on the bottom shelf where the little bitty children can find it. He didn't want it to be difficult. He didn't want it to be hard. He wanted it to be so simple that everybody, regardless of who you are, could find Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and come into the kingdom and get born again. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's the best thing of all things I've ever seen the Lord do for me. That is the only one that really counts. It's the day when I was 11 years old, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And, of course, from that day on, it's just got better. Because when I was 11, I really didn't know what I had, because I didn't know the owner's manual. I knew that Christ had become my Savior, but I didn't have a clue what all had become mine. I didn't have a clue that not only did he save me, but he healed me. He delivered me from the forces of darkness. He redeemed me from the curse. He gave me prosperity. He gave me health. And I would never, ever, as a born-again Christian, if I will walk in obedience and in faith, according to his word, I don't have to be sick no more. I don't have to sin no more. I don't have to do anything except walk an abundant life with Christ. Every time I sin, it's a choice. I mean, there's the Holy Spirit there screaming at me, trying to tell me, no, 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 don't do that. And praise the Lord, most of the time I try very diligently to walk in obedience to God's word and do what he says. I try to die to sin and live unto righteousness. And that's what he told me to do. Well, you can do the same thing. So that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to come into his kingdom. And when you get a hold of the fact that Christ not only died on the cross to save you from sin, but he died on the cross to redeem you from all the curse, and that's where all sickness and disease is. And he bore your sickness and removed your disease on the cross, according to Matthew 8, 16, and 17. And there's many other scriptures that guarantees you the same thing. So when you begin to understand who Christ is, that he is your Lord and he's your God, then you will never live in fear again. I don't care what the devil tries to throw at you, when you learn who you are, and who you are in Christ, this problem with fear will go out the window. You won't be afraid of anything or anybody anytime. Now, if you walk in total faith and total love, you will never have to be concerned with fear. Now, if you're living in fear today as a born-again Christian, you are living in sin, because to live in fear is a sin. Anything that's not of faith is sin. Now, that's written for us in Romans 14:23. So, if you're not walking in the abundant life as a Christian, you're walking in sin. So, you need, first of all, to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life. You need to make Him your Savior, your Lord, your God. And when you get into the Word of God and begin to realize what He done for you, most people only know what I used to know for most of my life. Most of my life, I only knew Jesus as the Savior. I had no idea of what all He was. In other words, when He said it is finished on that cross, I didn't realize He had delivered me out of the kingdom of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of light of His dear Son. Or if I read that over there in Colossians chapter 1, it had not become a revelation to me. But when I finally got revelation on that the Lord Himself delivered me out of Satan's kingdom when I got saved and translated me into His kingdom, when I step into His kingdom, what do I have to fear? Nothing. Nothing at all. And then when I realized that He bore my sickness and my pain and all of that was mine, and I had to receive that by faith because it was not any more automatic than my salvation. I had to hear the Word of God being preached. I had to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, then be willing to confess Him with my mouth as my Lord and my Savior. And then, many years later, when I learned that Jesus was my healer, and I mean, I begin to see these promises now all over the book. He promised to heal all of my diseases every time. In fact, He said, if you'll walk in obedience to my word, you won't never have to be sick anymore. He said, if you'll call me in remembrance of my promises, I will deliver you. And He says, no sickness and no plague and no disease will come upon you. I mean, He clearly made those promises to us many places in God's word. So when you learn that, when you learn that you don't have to sin no more, you don't have to be sick anymore, you don't have to be poor anymore, then what in the world do you have to fear? Nothing. So for goodness sakes, don't walk in any kind of fear. Because if you do, that's the devil, and he's getting to you, and he has deceived you. So whatever you do, make Jesus Christ Lord of your life, and then begin to study His word. I'd like to invite you to call me for teaching tapes on these subjects and many other subjects. My phone number is 940-242-2106. I'd also like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. And we're at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Also like to invite you to come down to our healing school. We have a healing school the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of every month. The second Saturday is at the Operation, the church in Dallas. The other one's out at Justin. You can find all this information on our website at www.tlsm.org. And there you can also find out all the places we're going to be speaking. We're going to be speaking many places. And we invite you to come and be a part of all these things. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.